The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Hapstritt. WJON News Time is 4:32, currently 87 degrees here in St. Cloud. We'll have your full WJON Weather Eye forecast coming up after the news. And news is brought to you this afternoon by Green Mill Restaurant and Bar and LJ Plumbing. The Minnesota Supreme Court has rejected MyPillow founder Mike Lindell's request for a full recount in the Republican primary for governor. Lindell lost the August 11th primary to Minnesota House Speaker Lisa Daymuth by about 45,000 votes. In a ruling issued Saturday, the court said state election officials followed Minnesota law in developing the recount plan. Lindell says he plans to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court and is seeking election records from all 87 Minnesota counties as part of his own investigation. A dry August is creating some late-season concerns for Minnesota farmers. Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson says corn and soybeans could use more rain as they approach maturity.
We'll have a decent crop in southern Minnesota, but the rest of the state's going to be down quite a bit, and which is unfortunate because, man, we started out nice.
The latest U.S. drought monitor shows nearly all of Minnesota listed as abnormally dry to extreme drought. Having your face carved out of butter is a Minnesota State Fair tradition unlike any other. Princess Kay of the Milky Way, Jenna Hansen of Owatonna, says watching the crowds gather around the rotating cooler has been special.
It is so amazing to see everyone just come and gather around and see this amazing piece of art get formed before us, and really just seeing all the people here supporting the dairy industry is something that I really respect.
The butter sculptures are one of the State Fair's longtime traditions celebrating Minnesota's dairy industry. Fall is almost here, and with it comes the new season at Children's Theater Company in Minneapolis. CTC will feature family classics like Pinocchio and How the Grinch Stole Christmas, along with the world premieres of 12 Kinds of Ice and Princess Kay of the Milky Way. CTC Artistic Director Rick Dildine says the Princess Kay show is about exactly what you think.
It is about, yes, the Minnesota State Fair and the crowning of the Butter Queen. This is one of the shows that I'm like looking forward to the most this season. It's got great original music, and it celebrates everything that we love about Minnesota.
Dildine says several of CTC's original shows have gone on to Broadway and be licensed around the world. CTC is the only theater in the Twin Cities that has Tony Award nominations and is the largest theater for young people in North America. Princess Kay of the Milky Way premieres on February 23rd of 2027, and CTC's season kicks off with Pinocchio on September 8th. You can stay up to date on local news, weather, and sports at any time with the WJON app powered by Farmers and Merchants State Bank. You can get it wherever you download your apps. I'm Paul Hapstritt, WJON News. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast is coming up next.